The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
You know, a lot of the nonprofits, this of course, is a struggle. A lot of events having to be canceled. I know I'm on the board, have been for many, many years, of Crime Stoppers of Greenville. We have a golf tournament once a year. It's in the spring. It was coming up in April, and we've had to cancel it. That's our only fundraiser of the year. Ryan Dirk with Miracle Hill Ministries was on with us just a little while ago explaining the challenges with Miracle Hill. They had to cancel their annual fundraiser that was just last week. They chose to have an online banquet, sort of pulled it together in the last at the last minute when they had to cancel their fundraiser. My point is we have to keep these nonprofits that are doing such a great job in our community, they keep working. Their mission continues. It just gets a little tougher. There's a great group here in the upstate, too, the Lutheran Hospice. It's the only faith-based nonprofit hospice in upstate South Carolina, and they have needs, too. Fraser Gowan is the community outreach director for the upstate South Carolina Lutheran Hospice, and reached out to me on the text line yesterday, and I asked Fraser to give me a call, and she's on our guest line. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for reaching out to us. You guys, you have some needs, particular needs, because unfortunately, you can't just stop what you're doing. You're continuing to work with these families during this very difficult time. Talk with us first about Lutheran Hospice in upstate South Carolina, then talk with us about your specific needs.
Sure. I'm the community outreach director, and I just want your listeners to remember the elderly and the hospice patients during this crisis, because they need Lysol spray, Clorox wipes, individual type, because they can't pick up the large containers and hand sanitizers. And they were the ones that probably didn't prepare as early as many South Carolinians did, because they weren't able to go out as quickly and gather as much product. And now they've got to be brave enough to go out to the store, try to find the supplies, but they're the highest risk to get the virus and unfortunately to possibly pass away from it. And they're scared. So that's why I contacted you to see if any of your listeners would want to help us with the cleaning supplies to help the elderly and hospice patients.
Sure, sure. So, Fraser, if there's someone listening this morning, and we'll put this on our website and our social media outlets as well, but how does someone help if they want to help?
They can call us at 864-848-1777, or you can even call my cell phone number, which is 864-982-6644. And the reason why we're doing this is I've been out to many grocery stores, drug stores, do-it-yourself stores, dollar stores, and I found nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm just appealing to your listeners to open up their hearts so that Lutheran Hospice can help those that can't help themselves at this time.
Yeah. You know, Fraser, I've said this a number of times over the past week or so. I never dreamed that I would live in a time that I would have money in my pocket to buy something like Purell or Clorox wipes or whatever, and there's not any on the shelves for me to buy.
It's actually scary when you go into the stores. It gives you anxiety. So if it gives us anxiety, imagine the anxiety that the elderly feel.
Right.
When they go, they finally get able to get out there, and then there's nothing.
Yep.
Or
yep.
They see somebody in the line in front of them that has six cans of something, and they just want one.
Right, right. It is scary times for sure. Fraser Gowan, a community outreach director of Upstate South Carolina Lutheran Hospice, thank you for what you guys do. If you can help out, call Fraser today, 864-848-1777. 864-848-1777. We'll put this on our website as well. And Fraser, thank you for what you guys do, and thanks for reaching out to us.
Thank you very much.